This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here in the third of this live edition, which every edition is live because we're live 7 nights a week with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. All of the features on the site are free, so you can go back for years worth of archives, get it all for free, get interactive with other listeners in various different ways. You can create the content right there on the front page of the website. So go there. Free. It's on us. Freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to your calls and thoughts. We could talk about Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson coming up here in a few moments and his vice presidential candidate William Weld. They are ruining libertarianism, according to some, and Daryl has that story. But first, we go to Greg in Brooklyn, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm actually a big fan of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. I'm happy that they're giving this sort of more statist flavor of libertarianism because at least they're electable. But I actually wanted to bring up...
Electable how?
Well, I think somebody who just is very principled and says that there should be no government is probably not a very good candidate to run for government because most people would have to vote for him. And
so somebody that's polling at 8% is more electable than somebody that is polling at, say, 1.5% or 2%? Because that's really what we're talking about. If you look at the polls, Gary Johnson is averaging about 8%.
Yes.
Had I been the Libertarian Party nominee,
you would also be averaging at 8%, I bet you.
I would be averaging somewhere between 8% and 1%. Jill Stein, the Green Party nominee, is averaging about 4. So
sure.
Are you saying that Gary Johnson is more electable than Jill Stein because he's got double the polling numbers that she does, even though it's well under the number to win anything?
Polling numbers can change overnight. I hope he gets 15 so he gets into the debate.
I hope he doesn't.
You hope he doesn't get into the debates?
Yes.
I gotta agree with you because I don't think he's doing liberty any favors.
He's harming it, I understand that Facebook is not like a scientific poll, but talking to people on Facebook and talking to people in real life who are not anarchists, they look at him and they think that that's libertarianism because he's up there saying I'm a libertarian, and no, you're not, Gary.
He also doesn't know how to properly define libertarian.
Right, and he said he does not understand the NAP.
The non-aggression principle.
He's worse than Austin Peterson on that, as far as I'm concerned, because at least...
Austin Peterson was a competitor, as was Daryl, for the seat that Gary Johnson was elected to, which is
anyways,
presidential candidate. Go ahead, Greg.
Sure. Anyway, I hear you guys. I have always been... I consider myself a civil libertarian and a consequentialist, so obviously I'm a little different than a lot of people who are more principled. And that's what I wanted to ask about. If you are against government in principle, right, if you're against the state, the way I always say it is, look, a state has a government, but cities also have governments. Neighborhoods can have a neighborhood watch. Co-ops can have a management team. Corporations can have a board of directors. Everything's being run by some sort of centralized way. There are some employee-owned corporations, and, of course, you can have some democratic ways to run things. But at the end of the day, each organization has to be run somehow. And so my question is, if you're against the state government, by what principle are you not against city governments or governments of a co-op? At the end of the day...
When we say state, we're using that synonymous with government.
With coercive right, government. Everywhere. So we're not opposed to, there's a co-op here in Keene.
The food co-op.
The food co-op. I'm not opposed to that because it, you know, doesn't steal money from people.
They don't come
and
stick a gun in your face.
And it doesn't say that they're doing things, quote unquote, for my freedom while restricting my freedom. If I had $200 that I wanted to put into the co-op, I could become a member of said co-op. And then I would have a say in how it works. And I would make sure that they do not go around, you know, shooting people or threatening to shoot people if they don't shop there. Now, the city of Keene will take people's houses if they don't pay the property tax. I'm against that because it's based on coercion.
Hold on a second. If you move into a co-op and it has a no-pets policy, just because you have one vote doesn't mean you can change that policy.
I'm not planning on moving into the food store.
Right. But my point is, just like you can change your where you live and your neighborhood, it's harder. There's more switching costs, but you can change your country. You can change your city as well. You can get off of Facebook and go to Google Plus. It's just
right, but
the
United States government, nor the city of Keene, nor the state of New Hampshire owns the house that I live in, so they have no right to tell me how to live in it.
Well, there's an argument that they do actually
they
own the
house. They claim that they do because try not paying the property tax, they'll kick you out.
Well, yes, they will steal it, but they don't own it.
My question
I have no contract
is,
with them. I never joined them.
Hold on, Greg. Let me make a point. You said that I could very easily move to a foreign country, but that presumes that I would consent to the existence of whatever horrible government exists in that country as well. I was told as a little kid this lie that governments exist with the consent of the governed. I don't consent to any of them existing, so why do you think that you can tell me that I need to leave the territory of the country that you support?
No, I'm making an analogy. Let me make the analogy clear. If you go work for Verizon, right, you don't have a say in how Verizon is run. You're just a cog in the machine. But you have to have a job somewhere, and nobody owes you a corporation that does exactly what you want, gives you full liberty to do anything you want with your day.
You don't have to have a job. That's where you're wrong already. I mean, you can do your own thing. You can be an entrepreneur if you've got the freedom and the government's not standing in the way and putting a gun in your face and stopping you from doing it. You can do, well, anyone could if they wanted to, but the government usually stands in their way and tells them, oh, well, you can't start your own business because you haven't paid us first. Oh, nope, sorry, you can't start your own business. We're all out of licenses to give out to you.
You can't grow your own food because you're in an area that's deemed residential and growing food is a farm, and so therefore you can't do it. You can't be off the grid because we have determined that unless you're plugged into the power source that you are camping, and therefore we'll throw you in jail unless you hook up to the power grid.
There are a lot of crazy things, just like my building says I can't get Verizon because I don't have a deal with them. I can only get the Time Warner.
Okay, what? Does your building say you can't get Verizon, or does Verizon say we're not going to service this building? Because those are two different things.
If I wanted to bring something to my apartment that the building does not allow, they will simply kick me out or they will sanction me in some way. If I have a pet, they will sanction me. It's also
right, because you're on someone else's property.
Correct.
And you signed a contract with them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's different than somebody coming in, some third party coming in and saying, hey, I'm the state of John Smith, and I decided here's my rules for living in your apartment that I don't own, and if you don't follow them, I'm going to lock you in a cage and or rob you. Those are
well, hold on. So if an immigrant signs an immigration paper, takes an oath, would that be a contract, at least for the immigrant?
I don't think it is, because in order for it to be a valid contract, they have to, like, the United States would have to be trading something with them. The United States doesn't validly own anything or even validly exist, so they have nothing that they can trade with.
Well, all they're trading is, we're not going to shoot you.
Right. So if somebody mugs you and says, give me your wallet or I'm going to shoot you, and you give them your wallet, that's not a valid contract. That is a robbery. So if the United States says, agree to XYZ rules or I'm going to throw you in a cage, physically remove you to some other piece of the earth or do some other thing to you, that's not a valid contract either because they...
No, I hear you. Of course, that's not a valid... What I'm trying to say is this. There's no monopoly of force in the countries of the world. That you can go from a country to a country. on a smaller level, you could go. You used to go from.
No, you can't. You can't just. You can't just go from a country to a country. You have to ask permission first from the Mali government.
Just leave the United States. You know that, right?
I tried to go to Canada last year, and they told me if I try to go back, I'm going to get charged with a felony
for the next 10 years.
Right, and beyond that, like, you can't just leave the United States and say that I'm not a citizen anymore. I'm leaving. You can't do that. You have to pay them to do that.
Hold that thought, Greg. I couldn't hear
a lot of money.
I couldn't hear what you were saying there. So hold on. We're going to bring you back and continue. This is interesting because, you know, you guys have never talked to Greg before. I've heard his arguments before, so it's interesting listening to you guys discuss this with him. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
question or whatever's on your mind, take control of the airwaves with you in studio, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can join us there. You'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Or do the old-fashioned way and call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can also find places to spend that Bitcoin and play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Greg, calling from Brooklyn, New York. Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were trying to explain an analogy, and I interrupted you because, you know, you said something that I disagreed with in it. So I wanted to give you another chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm always very happy to call into the show. I haven't called in a while. Basically, there's a central insight to what I'm saying. And if you get this insight, everything else will fall into place. You may not agree with it, but let's explore why. The insight is, it's just a matter of scale. Let's look at the libertarian argument, the anarcho-capitalist argument, with buildings. Just for a second. If I want to move into a building, I can complain all I want about the no pets policy, or I can't have a washing machine, I think it's ridiculous, or whatever. But I'm only one person. What I can do is I can choose which building to go to, and each building has to approve me, and if I misbehave inside the building or I don't pay rent, they can also take action. They can contract with police, whether they're private or whether they're state or whatever, to remove me from the apartment. Now, if you take that analogy, and you realize that what you're saying about states, there is no monopoly. It's polycentric. You can move from state to state. It's harder, of course. Your family is in...
Hold on. You know. Polycentric, Greg, means many centers, meaning that the governments are not tied to geography. What we have now are governments that are tied to geography.
Yes, but so are buildings, and so are cities, and so are... I can be in a corporate park, and this corporate park is administered by security personnel, and they can allow me to be there on certain terms. I can leave, but I can't tell them that, hey, guys, I could do anything I want. I can defecate on the street because I'm free. You know, nobody owes you a society that runs according to how you want it. You can only choose from the market of what states there are. That's my point.
Okay, but you also used a term in a completely incorrect manner, claiming that because Canada exists and Mexico exists, therefore North America is polycentric. Could not be further from the truth. Polycentric would mean that the United States of America exists where people want it to exist. That could be in North America, that could be not in North America, but my land and my geographic location does not then thrust me into some sort of government. And also,
right,
your example of the building, your example of the building is also flawed in that it only talks about people that are voluntarily moving somewhere. What about the child that is born into the building and told, these are the rules for living in this building? And the child says, well, I don't want to live in this building because I don't like these rules. I would like the rules to be changed. And your comment is, well, every building has rules. Some are worse than others. So just suck it up, kid.
Correct. Do you think the building will let the kid live rent-free because his parents died and he was left in the apartment? Now he can live for free forever and do whatever he wants because he's...
I'm not saying anybody should live rent-free. Your analogy of rent, I'm guessing the rent in your analogy is taxes. So if I don't like the U.S. military kills people around the world, they've been funding the Saudis in their war in Yemen where no less than 4 hospitals have been bombed so far this year, I don't want to pay for that. And you're alleging that that is somehow me living rent-free?
No, you should campaign to stop that, of course. And the military expenditures are out of control. But do you think that by not paying your taxes, your job moral duty is done? That you don't have to do anything?
No, I didn't say my moral duty is done. I also don't want the U.S. military going around the world and doing stuff. Horrible, horrible stuff. And I also don't fund it, so I'm doing things on multiple fronts, and people are only looking at one. So you're saying, oh, you think you're morally superior because you're not paying taxes. And then when I speak out against it, people tell me to sit down and shut up, that this is not the time and place. You speak out against it later.
No, this is great. But back to your analogy of the kid. The kid still has to pay rent. He can't say, because I don't agree with the building policies, I'm going to live rent-free, and you can't kick
me
out.
So you're alleging that I live rent-free in the United States because I don't pay for the U.S. military bombing people around the world. That's your analogy.
My analogy is that you have to live in some building, presumably somewhere. You have to live somewhere, and that will be a jurisdiction. You can choose which jurisdiction, but you can't have ultimate control.
Why is that not true?
Because you can't, well, A, any country isn't just going to accept you, and B, the United States is not going to let you leave unless you pay them off. Now, I mean, you won't be able to get away with sneaking out.
That'd be like the building owner keeping you trapped inside the building unless you pay off the doorman.
If you said, I don't like the rules, I'm going to not live in this building, and then the building owner says, no, you're not, I'm sending armed guards to make you live here.
Further, let's get down, let's get to it here. The social contract. This is something that, we've discussed previously. With the building, you have an explicit lease agreement that is, is applying to you. You've agreed to it. There's specific terms in there. With the government, you have nothing like that. There is nothing that's specific about the government's terms with you. They can change the terms anytime they want to. Their rules are changeable at any time, and they expect you to jump through whatever hoops that that they put up for you.
I had somebody tell me one time that my parents signed the social contract on my behalf when they got me the Socialist Security number.
Yeah, and
right.
Further, there's no exchange of services. So with the rent that you pay to a building, you're getting certain services in return for that you're consenting to. I do not want the service of bombing people all around the globe. I don't consent to that, so I don't want any of the services of this particular federal government. I would just like to be left alone.
Correct, and many people don't want public schools because they don't have children. I understand.
I don't want public schools even more when I do have children, because a public school is an indoctrination center for children to learn how to worship the state. I will hate public schools more when I do have kids, and I hate them now.
I don't like public schools either. I agree with you completely.
The only problem with what you're doing here, Greg, is because I get where you're coming from. The only issue here is that the difference is the coercion, right? The buildings aren't coercing. The governments do. And so what we would like to see is to see that end. You're right in that there are these people who control these plots of land, and they will do things to you if you don't do what they say. That's true. And so we are working towards changing that. We would all love to wake up in the world tomorrow and have those coercive governments be gone. But unfortunately, those ideas are pretty persistent, and we're going to have to work very hard to educate people that they're bad ideas, that the idea of the state is a bad old idea and that it needs to go away. I appreciate your call tonight, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. We need to change these things. That much is true. We need to have that plot of land where people can come to, where they will not have a coercive government forcing itself down their throats and pointing guns at them and threatening them and putting peaceful people into cages, which is why the idea of concentrating libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists into the same geographic area is the best idea to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately. It may take decades, but we're working towards it. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and precious stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio, and sadly, not in the studio with us, but over on the seacoast is Derek J. Freeman calling us.
Hey, guys.
Out. Hey, Derek.
Hey, happy Monday. Oh, boy, do I have news. I got blocked from Facebook.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a 3-day ban this time.
What did you do?
Why Facebook discriminates against and censors women, and I don't think that's right. You know, I post.
Oh, topless photo.
Yep, I went to Hampton Beach yesterday with some friends, and we played volleyball and took a walk, and, you know, it was a great time out at the beach, and then everyone uploaded pictures of their events to Facebook the day of. And I got a bunch of likes and loves, you know, those hearts that people post on Facebook now.
I posted a love on one of the photos.
Cool. Well, you know, what's weird is Facebook informed me an hour ago that I'll be blocked for the next 3 days because someone didn't like one of the photos I posted. They said it contained nudity. I disagree. And I don't have any ability to challenge that. I'm just locked out. So yep. I want to let people know that it's a good idea to have alternatives to Facebook. I'm blocked out from Messenger, so I know a lot of people use that to communicate. Fortunately, I've got Signal and Telegram, yep, and I use other Messenger apps. So I'm not at a loss, but if I didn't do those things, I might be. So I just want to put out a warning and also say shame on Facebook for, you know, for considering a topless woman to be nudity, because, you know, men can be topless. I was in a topless photo with three guys and one woman.
And I'm looking, the funny thing is, I'm actually looking at the photo on Facebook right now.
Where?
On Derek J's profile.
Oh, so it's still there?
The photo is still there, but Derek has been blocked.
No. This is an interesting thing about the whole event, Daryl, because I posted this photo in two places. Now, I've posted this to freekeen.com. There's a whole article
explaining. I was going to ask you about that.
Yep, there's a whole article explaining with screenshots, you know, what happened and what I think happened. But I posted this photo in two places because I basically uploaded my whole day both on the event page and publicly on my wall. My wall, it remains. No one on my friends list blocked that photo or said, I don't want to see this, or there is contains nudity, flag this. But in the private event, somebody did. That photo is now gone. So I think it was unintentional, not malicious. But one thing people need to be aware of is if you flag something on Facebook like, I don't want to see this, it's going to ask you, well, why? Like, is it vulgar? Does it contain nudity? If you say it contains nudity, you may not know, but you could be getting that person blocked.
Yeah, that is reporting something. So if you want to just hide something, you have to say, it just annoys me, or I don't like it, or there's an option like that. In order to, because there might be things you want to not see and hide, and that's fine. But there's an option. I think it's the last one. It says like, I just don't like it. But if you give it like a legitimate reason, then that's reporting.
Yeah.
I don't know how somebody doesn't realize that, but I guess
I think someone accidentally reported on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to put that out as a warning too. Let people know, like, hey, you know, if you don't like something, maybe just scroll past or you know, I don't know what to tell you to do, but don't get people blocked from Facebook. It's not the solution.
So you hit the beach for Go Topless Day on what was it, Hampton Beach?
Yeah, well, I was at Hampton North Beach. They were down. There was a topless day at Hampton Beach, and there was more of a porcupine-centric event happening at a beach just north called Speedo Day. And it was kind of in solidarity. It was guys wearing Speedos, you know, but there were some topless women. There was one woman who approached me while I was walking across the beach with my friend who was topless, and she said, you know, hey, I heard there were going to be other topless women here, but I don't feel comfortable doing it by myself. You know, do you know where the other ones are? She was looking for some solidarity. She felt afraid to do it on her own, to be alone. You know, fortunately, our friend, you know, had three friends with her, so she didn't feel as alone, but there were no other women joining with her. So, but I just feel like it's all the same skin. It's all the same. The photo, when you look at it from afar, you can't tell anything. It just looks like people standing on the beach, and who cares?
Yeah, and I kind of disagree with that to some extent. Obviously, initiation.
What part?
That it's the same.
How is it different?
Because men and women have different bodies and they have different parts.
We all have the same areolas and nipples.
Right. Human women have breasts and human men do not.
That's not true.
Some human men do. And some this human particular men, female, not, her breasts are not that large.
Okay, but female breasts are a secondary sex characteristic in humans. Now, no one should initiate force. No one should be arrested. It's unowned property. No one should do anything to anybody who, you know, being undressed or underdressed is not initiation of force.
Well, what if they were removed? I mean, what if you had cancer and they were removed? So you're, you know, exactly the same anatomically as a man. I mean,
we were discussing this last night.
Inspections on the beach. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous with the burqa people being arrested for wearing a burkini. I mean, just leave everyone alone. That's my
I agree with leave everyone alone. Unless and until someone owns the property, which is not the case. It's unowned because it's a public beach.
But what you're saying, Melanie, is the basis of the discrimination here. I mean, what you're saying is that there, you claim there's some difference between men and women in their breasts, and that, you know, while you might be okay with people being naked on the beach, I'm not really sure about what your position is, but while you might be okay with it, the fact that you believe there is a difference is what many of the people who want the ban are using to justify it.
With that. Lots of other mammals the females only have breasts when they are breast. I guess
they have the breasts all the time. Whether there's milk coming out of it or not is another question.
And technically, in New Hampshire, this particular female could have walked around completely naked, and it would be within the law, because the law says you are not allowed to expose your genitalia. Female genitalia is internal.
That's true. It would be interesting to see someone experiment with that. In fact, there was a couple of gay guys out here in Keene who were talking about actually having a... I don't know if I should spill the beans on this, but I guess I'm already halfway through it. They were talking about exposing just the shaft of their unit and keeping the testes hidden. So like having a hole they could poke it out of, basically, and walking around like that.
Well, I mean, and this is,
because that would be
done tastefully. You know,
I mean, I don't know
how you can do that tastefully.
I don't like the idea of any of this, but there's a lot of things that are not nap violations that I don't like the idea of.
Nap is the non-aggression principle.
And so then that means people can do them. It doesn't matter that I don't like them.
Look, there are men who have bigger breasts than some women do. Yes. That's a fact. I've seen that happen. You know, there are women with A-cup breasts, men with much larger than A-cup breasts. It's not about the size of the breasts. It's about the sexual repression that people in this country have from all the way back in the Puritan days that says that there's something wrong with a female breast that's right with a male breast.
It's not even necessarily something wrong with it. I mean, it's something that, like, female breasts are sexual, and there is evolutionary...
That's your opinion.
And scientific... Well, it's just...
And we discussed this at length last night.
Say again, Derek.
The article's at the top of freekeen.com right now. I want to hear what you think. Weigh in.
Thanks for posting that, man. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling in tonight. And by the way, Derek J., still the host of Flaming Freedom on Thursday nights, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern Time, on LRN.FM. Keep up the great work out there, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Woo!
See you, brother. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We have just enough time for your call and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
So we were talking about the Go Topless event, which happened yesterday across the world, and including our Hampton Beach here in New Hampshire, where last year it was also a source of controversy when a couple of ladies were ticketed, not on Go Topless Day, but a couple of weeks later when they were on Guilford Beach for this, and ticketed for an illegal ordinance, which ultimately was they were successful in court. The judge ruled in their favor because in New Hampshire there's no what's called home rule, meaning that a town cannot pass an ordinance against something unless they are authorized to do so by the state. Now, I got to say, I like that about New Hampshire. I think that, I don't like the idea of the state, but as long as we're going to have the idea of the state, it's easier to have it where the little states, the cities, can't go beyond the scope that they are allowed to by the larger state, in this case New Hampshire, which tends to be a more small government-y kind of place than most of the states out there. New Hampshire did win the number one most free state designation by the Freedom of the 50 States study that came out 2 weeks ago. And so there's a reason for that. There's some things that they get right here that other states just don't get right. And so I was glad to see that happen. Also glad to hear that Go Topless Day was relatively uneventful in New Hampshire. There was no police threats, no police presence whatsoever, from what I understand. There wasn't really any heckler presence either this time around, whereas last time there apparently were a few hecklers.
I also don't think it was very well promoted this year.
It was news articles in advance. There were union leader, other newspapers had written stories that this was going to happen.
Yeah, the police, to their credit, said that they had no intention of detaining, kidnapping, or robbing anyone for being topless, or specifically women for being topless.
Really? I don't think the police used those exact words.
No, but that's what they said.
Well, that's good because they lost in court last year, and so that was probably a factor as to why they didn't do that.
And they shouldn't be robbing, detaining, obviously, or kidnapping anybody over that, because there is no victim.
But it sounds like you might be a little bit offended. I mean, is it something that upsets you to see
I'm
topless
not
people?
Offended? It doesn't bother me, although, like, I'm a straight female, so, like, seeing
what's that have to do with anything?
Because, like, it has no, like, specific, I don't know what the word, like, significance.
I'm a heterosexual male, but seeing Derek J. and Steven walk around in Speedo, like, I can appreciate they're both handsome guys.
Sure, very handsome.
Like, I don't have to be like, oh, yeah, I want to go snuggle up with them to appreciate that, you know, they're attractive guys walking around.
It doesn't offend me, like, it doesn't necessarily bother me specifically, but I do think that it's, like, harmful to society.
Really?
I would recommend reading 1984, I think has some pretty good insights on that.
1984 had the anti-sex league, not people walking around topless.
But they had the idea in 1984 was to disintegrate close relationships and specifically sexual relationships so that you would not be attached to anyone. Doing that, I think, accomplishes the same thing. You can go either way. You can prohibit it, which is difficult and costly, or you can just put it everywhere so that it loses all
meaning.
Hold on,
but the anti-sex league only applied to members of the party. Proletariats and animals are free.
Right, because they consider them lower beings.
Let me see if I'm understanding you. What you're saying is allowing people or just people going topless.
Well, no, I don't want to say allowing because then that implies
you don't want to disallow it. Right. But, okay. But anyways, if you own private property, you might not necessarily allow this.
Right. If I owned private property, I would not allow nudity. And I would include...
What about men taking their shirts off? You would disallow that as well?
That, to me, would depend on the type of the property. If it was, like, you know, a dining hall, like,
campground.
Okay, I would allow...
Because we were at a campground this past weekend, and there were both men and women walking around topless for the majority of the event.
So, wait, you would allow men to be topless on a campground that you owned?
Yeah, because that's not sexual.
Wait a minute, there are plenty of men, and as well as women, who would tell you that a topless, handsome man that's, you know, ripped with a six-pack abs is absolutely sexual. Now, I agree with you, I don't believe toplessness is inherently sexual, but that's just my belief. I think that there are plenty of people who absolutely find a topless man to be sexy.
Right, but there's support in science, in biology.
No, we're not talking about science here. We're talking about what people think and feel, right?
You feel like it's
sexual. I don't.
Okay, so hold on. Let me ask this question, because we did go over this last night. At what age does a female breast become a sexual thing?
When they start developing.
Okay. So if a female hits puberty at age 8 and starts developing breasts at age 8, that makes her body sexual then?
An 8-year-old is not sexual, but okay, so you wouldn't have your 8-year-old bottomless either.
Well, wait, I think your question does presume that she would support children running around topless too. How do you feel about children being topless? Should they be allowed to be topless and adults no? Again, we're only talking about on your private property.
So female humans who have not yet developed breasts, that's not... Because it's a secondary sex characteristic that emerges during puberty. If it hasn't emerged yet, then it's not there.
That didn't answer my question.
I think what she was saying is if a 4-year-old girl were to run around in, say, a bikini bottom or pair of shorts and no top, that would be okay in your book?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, then I think
so
your questions
do apply. Once a mammary begins to develop, you got to put on a shirt?
Or some other form of top, yes.
So what if a woman has had a double mastectomy? Would she be allowed to walk around without a top?
Yes, because there's nothing there to cover up.
Okay, so what if a female who has hit puberty has smaller than an A cup.
No, because it's still there. Whether or not you or anyone else finds it appealing, whether or not it's, quote, big enough for anyone to like or dislike, it's there.
So what if a fat guy has breast tissue? Would he be allowed to walk around topless in your private camp?
Yes. Because breasts are not a secondary sex characteristic in human males.
Would all erogenous zones need to be covered up?
You'd have to be more specific.
The nape of the neck is an erogenous zone. The earlobe is an erogenous zone, meaning that they are
tertiary sexual characteristics. They're not inherently sexual, whereas female breasts are.
Inherent to
no,
who?
They are
inherent
not
to
inherently.
Biology. Inherent
no, inherent to
science.
You. Inherent to you. A lot of these things are sexual to other people.
Science articles.
You're using science as a crutch to justify your inconsistent beliefs on this one.
I don't think it's inconsistent.
Now, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jeremy's on the line in San Jose. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on our Facebook feed.
How's it, guys? By the way, on that last topic, I actually agree with the woman speaking. But anyways, I want to see what you guys think about what Colin Kaepernick did. So, he basically did not stand for the national anthem. And people are saying that it was not insulting to the military and police, but it's only because they've never served. I mean, anyone that has served this country in some capacity really, really values the flag. So, you know, we don't care that Colin Kaepernick wasn't directing his actions towards us. All we care about is he disrespected the flag at the end of the day. And it's a bit disappointing to hear all the people in really the liberal media saying that, you know, we should defend his right to speak, et cetera, which we do. We're not saying he shouldn't speak. We're just saying.
Hold on, let me ask this question because we're short on time. Does Colin Kaepernick have the right to protest?
100%.
Does Colin Kaepernick have the right to hold an opinion that is not popular?
Absolutely.
Okay, then why are you upset that Colin Kaepernick holds an opinion that's not popular and acted in protest by remaining seated during the national anthem?
Because it's disrespectful. What he did was...
Who cares about your damn flag? It's just a piece of cloth. I'll disrespect it all day long because it stands
right,
for violence.
And I agree with what he did, but I to say that it's not disrespectful to the government and therefore government agents, I think, is kind of dishonest. It is definitely disrespectful.
Yeah, I intend to disrespect these people.
Right,
they disrespect freedom. Screw those people. Yeah. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.